Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir English Podcast. 100 years of corruption, ruin, wars, destruction, and woes. The Muslim Ummah and the world at large is in perpetual turmoil since the collapse of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the 28th of Rajab, 1342 AH. The absence of the Khilafah created a huge leadership vacuum that no existing regime in the world managed to fit into its shoes to date. Indeed, no government rose to the occasion and provided the urgently needed direction. Instead, there emerged brutal state machineries across the world hell-bent to cause the following. Corruption. The so-called superpower nations that emerged after their destruction of the Khilafah, they hastily rushed to stranglehold the vast lands left behind by appropriating it to their loyal agents. They came up with 54 statelets from the once united Khilafah. In addition, they instructed their subservient agent rulers to continue with the missionary agenda to date, whose objectives are 1. Keeping alive the nationalism sentiments amongst the citizens in each of the statelet. 2. Adopt and promote secularism at state level surreptitiously and explicitly. Consequently, we have nations and kingdoms spread across the Muslim world that allege to be Islamic, but in reality, they are just attempting to lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since they are not. انظر كيف كذبوا على أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون. See how they lie against themselves, and lost from them will be what they used to invent. Al-An'am 24. قل إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون. Say indeed, those who invent a lie against Allah will not prosper. Yunus 69. They are founded upon the invalid colonial secular capitalist ideology and its vicious systems such as democracy, etc. They exist to relegate the role of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the legislator over man's affairs. In al-hukmu illa lillah. Legislation is not but for Allah. Yusuf 12:40. Hence, they fabricate man-made laws to judge and rule people with. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا. But who is better than Allah in judgment? Al-Ma'idah 5:50. In turn, they are looking upon their Western masters for policy, law, and regulation guidance. So their qibla is in the Western capitals, such as Washington, Paris, London, and Moscow. The loyal agent rulers and their Western masters are determined to spread corruption on land and sea in the name of reforms. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. And when it is said to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, we are but reformers. Al-Baqarah 11. Ruin. It is through their hands and mischievousness that the world is in constant deterioration. As a result of their spreading of evil, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Corruption has spread throughout the land and sea by what the hands of people have earned, so he may let them taste part of the consequence of what they have done, that perhaps they will return to righteousness. Ar-Rum 41. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And whoever turns away from my remembrance, Islamic Sharia, indeed he will have a depressed life, and we will gather him on the day of resurrection blind. Taha 20:124. The social system is in shambles. The secular capitalist ideology and its social liberal value-based system has created an imaginary competition narrative between men and women disguised as gender equality. This plot is to spearhead by the feminists and industry owners. They hoodwink the women that they deserve to work and have access to same opportunities like men. Alas, the industry owners were just concerned for cheap labor from the highest number of women across the globe. On the other hand, the feminists were aiming at removing women from their houses by vilifying motherhood and caste aspirations on those who prioritized it over career. Subsequently, the marriage institution and the family unit is broken. Couples no longer view each other as companions with unique abilities and role delimited by their creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, they view marriage as a convenient avenue to satisfy their sexual needs, devoid of social attachment. In addition, they consider themselves partners with unlimited authority and freedom on how to run the union family, the outcome of which is soaring numbers of adulterers, divorce, mental challenges, depression, suicide cases, undisciplined children, etc. The economic system is anchored on exploitation of people's wealth via imposition of atrocious taxes that are in turn invested in white elephant projects that benefit a few in terms of bribes. Furthermore, the system is noosed and thrives on riba such that no transaction is safe. Western institutions such as IMF and World Bank formulate policies, laws, and regulations, then pass them to our colonial agent rulers and our lands for implementation. Hence, our wealth is confiscated and remitted abroad to build and sustain Western capitals at our expense. The system exists to cushion the rich and choke the poor, and in turn increase the rich-poor gap. Wars. The Western colonialists are unwavering in their fight against the revival of the Khilafah. They are ever conspiring against Islam and its adherents, so they launched intellectual and military wars in our lands. Intellectual wars are executed via the educational curriculum and cultural programs that are designed to nurture the secular personality in us. It is aimed at enslaving us to our secular Western colonial masters and guaranteeing their subjugation over us in our lands, since our thinking is limited to their secular box. Military wars take over when intellectual wars have failed to meet their erroneous agenda. They are used to terrorize and humiliate us into total submission. Their killing machines are licensed to massacre us in millions in whatever pretext that befits them. For example, branding us terrorists or extremists, leaving behind widows, orphans, elders, etc., helpless seeking rescue. Destruction. Inconceivable destruction is witnessed in our lands. The obliteration of our century-old infrastructure, such as roads, mosques, educational centers, health facilities, etc. It can be confirmed in Syria, Libya, Iraq, Somalia, Afghanistan, Kashmir, blessed land of Palestine, etc., all in the name of ideological suppression. Woes. The suffering continues to date. It is not only experienced by the Muslim Ummah, but humanity in general. The fire of secular capitalist ideology and its system has permeated all spheres of life and keeps burning everything in its way. Even the so-called developed nations are in political and socio-economic upheavals never witnessed before. Numerous researchers and exposés have confirmed that humanity's level of anguish is deep. The above points highlight the current reality of the world we live in today in the absence of the Khilafah for 100 years, a system that acts as an abode and conveyor of peace and security to those in need across the world. Indeed, the world is yearning for a leader, the Khalifa, Caliph, who will respond to the cries of the distressed. He will guard and shield them from the machinations and harm instigated by the enemies of genuine peace. إنما الإمام جنة يقاتل من ورائه ويتقى به. The Imam, Khalifa, is a shield for them. They fight behind him and protected by him. Muslim. The status quo will remain as long as the Khilafah is yet to be re-established. This calls for the seekers of genuine peace and tranquility to work for its urgent restoration based on the method of prophethood. Hashtag Return the Khilafah, written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Ali Nasoro Ali.